Wait till you're an hour.
Lord fans mistakenly attend Lordy concerts. Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. This is PF Forever with the news.
Greatness that you'll send the call out, 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 send the call out,
Berlin. Ashley Hampton, 13, from Denver, Colorado, is a huge fan of New Zealand pop singer Lord, L-O-R-D-E. So she was ecstatic when her parents bought tickets to see her in Berlin, of all places. "I was going to Berlin anyway for a business trip," says her father, Steve, 40. When Ashley and her parents arrived at the Mercedes-Benz Arena, they were horrified to discover that none of the four men on stage wearing orc costumes were the singer born Ella Maria Lani Yellick O'Connor. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Apologies if I'm screwing it up. Who is best known for such hits as Royals, We Can Never Be Royals, Team, We're On Each Other's Team, Tennis Court, Homemade Dynamite, and Greenlight.
"I saw these scary men dressed like that guy from Halloween, that Jason guy. They were dressed as monsters, and they were really scary,"
says young Ashley.
"I'll probably be in therapy for the rest of my life."
And for the record, I'm sick of people getting this wrong. The killer from Halloween is Michael Myers, not Jason. Jason is from Friday the 13th, or every Friday the 13th since Part 2. And he didn't even get the damn hockey mask until Part 3. Quit confusing Michael Myers and Jason. Thank you. Now back to a regularly scheduled news article. "Ashley's obviously scarred for life," said Steve. "But that Hard Rock Hallelujah was pretty damn catchy." Hard Rock Hallelujah. Steve had mistakenly bought tickets to see Lordi, L-O-R-D-I, a Finnish hard rock metal band and Shameless Guar ripoff, who, while never being huge in the United States, is best known for their Eurovision-winning song, UK top 40 hit, and Finland number one hit, Hard Rock Hallelujah.
"Here's the connection I made,"
explains Mother Amy, 41.
"Lord is from New Zealand. These guys were dressed as orcs. Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand, so it all made sense to me. I didn't think they were remotely age appropriate for my daughter. But damn, that song kicked ass."
Even traumatized little Ashley liked the music.
"They said a few bad words, but the songs were pretty good. I just wish I had gotten to see Ella. But you just have to laugh at it."
Some people were more... Some people were much less frightened by the band's appearance and know very well who they were paying to see. Longtime Lordi fan and audiophile James Comey had this to say.
"Lordi, I hope there are tapes.
I recently lost my job and I can't afford vinyl. And CDs suck. Don't get me started on MP3. Lordy, lead singer Mr. Lordy, had this to say about the mix-up.
Happens all the time, believe it or not. It could be worse. At least we're not the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
And no, that's not a mistake or a misprint. Ella O'Connor, the singer known as Lord with the E, caught wind of the news and will invite the Hamptons to her March 5th concert at the Pepsi Center in Denver, free of charge. Teen pop, hallelujah. How's that for a story? This is Pierre Forever with the news. Rock, hallelujah.